AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. 5 years ago, Donald Trump raised skepticism about whether President Obama was actually born in the U.S. Well, speaking to the Washington Post yesterday, Trump again refused to admit that Mr. Obama was born in this country, but his campaign later released a statement saying Trump does now believe it.
The Republican nominee himself has shied away from addressing his past birther comments, but his surrogates did address the issue, like campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
So he's born in the United States. There's no question to me he's born in the United States.
The Clinton campaign says that's not good enough. They're calling on Trump to publicly disavow his birther comments. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is on the road again.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail.
She said sitting at home fighting off effects of pneumonia was the last place she wanted to be, but did give her time to reflect.
I'm going
to
close my campaign the way I began my career and the way I will serve as your president should you give me that great honor. Focused on opportunities for kids and fairness for families.
The Greensboro rally had Clinton in the Tar Heel State again, where polls show she still has the slightest of leads over Donald Trump.
I've always said that this was going to be a tight race.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
A new poll in Virginia finds that Donald Trump is closing the gap there with Hillary Clinton. The University of Mary Washington poll finds that Clinton now has a 3-point lead in Virginia. That is within the poll's margin of error. A Montgomery County judge has indicated he is likely to rule that a term limits question can be on the ballot in November. Judge Robert Greenberg heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit challenging the petition effort to get the term limits question on the ballot. Activist Robin Ficker led that effort. He spoke to MyMC Media.
We've been working hard since April of 2015. Takes a lot of work and time, but the people of Montgomery County are very eager to sign this term limits petition.
The ballot question will ask voters whether they want to limit county council members and the county executive to 3 terms in office. The University of Maryland College Park's dormitories are bursting at the seams.
When the residence halls at the university opened for the fall semester, more than 600 students were on a waiting list to get a room because,
based upon the number of students who were offered admission, there was a higher yield rate.
Among freshmen, Scott Young with the Department of Resident Life says to make sure all the freshmen had a place to live on campus, dorm lounges were converted into temporary rooms and
we were allowing students to cancel their housing agreements over the summer without any cancellation penalties.
Young says they're looking to build more residence halls in the future, but that will take time. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The first humanitarian aid since the ceasefire may be a step closer in Aleppo. A Syrian activist says Russian troops have now deployed along a main road leading into besieged rebel-held neighborhoods. The U.S. government has ordered a recall of Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones because those phones can catch fire.
If you have a Galaxy Note 7, look on the back of your phone. There should be a code etched on the bottom. Either call Samsung or go to Samsung.com and enter the code to see if your phone is under the recall. Chances are, it is. Federal regulators say 97% of the Galaxy Note 7s in the United States have the faulty battery.
Correspondent Mary Maloney, Samsung has already stopped selling the product, and the FAA told airline passengers to turn off their Galaxy Note 7s while flying. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,212, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports, the Nationals' magic number remains at 7. They open a series in Atlanta tonight. The O's slip back with a loss to the Rays. Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills. WNBA, the Mystics are eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Atlanta. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As seasons change, there's one thing you can always depend on.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
The most accurate and dependable forecast is right here.
The wind gusts along with the heavy rain.
Accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No change in the crash and activity. Virginia, Interstate 95 as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway and heading through Newington. Still just one lane to the right getting by the scene of this three-car crash, and a lot of activity still there. You'll see fire and rescue units, tow trucks, police. So out of Newington, getting into Newington, your delays begin out of Dale City. So just patience as you head through that stretch. And on 66, heavy in Manassas, briefly in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 270, another slow area through Urbana down to Hyattstown, but that seems to be about the worst of the start of the rush hour. DC 295, a little bit of those brake lights too as you head south down toward East Capitol Street. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be running clouds, sunshine through the area this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures with an east breeze remain where we should be this time of year. Near 80, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Woodbridge, 61 in Greenbelt, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A chilling 911 call leads police to a kidnap victim and three bodies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 6:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, as well you should. 7:35, Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, to talk about this move to give Edward Snowden clemency. His film is coming out today, so why not? 8:05, Rick Klein, political editor of ABC News, to talk about an ever-tightening presidential race. It's neck and neck, folks. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's time for our Redskins report with Trevor Maddich. Here we go. Trevor Maddich has many titles. He's a Redskins elite long snapper, a WMAL Redskins analyst, and a Comcast Sportsnet co-host with 12, count them 12, Emmys. Good morning to you, Trevor Maddich.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Good to have you on board this morning. Okay, so the Redskins, the Cowboys, it's always a classic matchup. Sometimes, you know, one team looks like it's going to be better than the other, but they're surprises because, you know, people are highly motivated in this matchup. So how do you see this game shaping up?
Well, this game shapes up as being near desperation for both teams as much as you can have in September. The odds are long against making the playoffs if you start 0-2. And so for the Redskins, certainly for their part, they can't afford to lose their second consecutive home game, especially against the division team, and especially because as they get into November and December, the schedule gets a whole lot more difficult.
Mm. Trevor, we saw last week against the Steelers, the Redskins had some issues on defense. And yes, they're going to be facing a rookie quarterback, but they're also going to be facing Alfred Morris in the backfield, wearing that damn star on his helmet. And, you know, he's going to have an agenda. Alfred Morris wants to show the Redskins that they made a mistake by letting him slip through the fingers. Is that a problem for the Redskins?
Larry, that's a huge problem for the Redskins because we think about last week's debacle for the Redskins' defense against the Steelers, and we think of all the passes to Antonio Brown. That wasn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem was the Redskins could not stop the run, and it was the Steelers' backup running back that was gouging them. Their starter was suspended.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden now you have the Cowboys coming in with one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and Alfred Morris, who, by the way, is running just like he did when he left the Redskins, hard, physical, effective runs. And if the Redskins defense can't stop Alfred Morris, then Alfred Morris will get his revenge, because that's the big thing that they've got to get done.
Well, also the quarterback situation, because the Cowboys, as you know, are Romo-less, and they got a guy named Dak Prescott, 25 completions, 45 attempts, 227 yards in his first outing. Kirk Cousins, even though he had a couple of interceptions, he racked up 329 yards. How's that going to shape up? Do you think that this guy Dak is something to be concerned about?
Yeah, this guy Dak is something to be concerned about. He's a rookie, but he stayed an extra year at Mississippi State specifically to work on his skills as a passer. He was known more as a dual threat kind of running quarterback, and he did that. I mean, I remember going down to Mississippi to visit with his coach, Dan Mullen, and he did demos in his office about some of the techniques he was showing Dak that he needed to work on for his senior year, and he did. The good thing for the Redskins, though, besides the fact that Prescott is a rookie, is that last week against the Giants, he did not succeed in throwing the ball down the field accurately.
Yeah.
And if he does not throw accurately deep against the Redskins, it'll be a relief. After Ben Roethlisberger was dropping in precision, all-pro caliber passes time and time again, deep down the field against the Redskins. I don't think the Redskins will have the same problem with Prescott, because I don't think he's ready for that kind of deep accuracy.
All right, and just one other follow-up. It looks like when you look at the statistics in the first game, in the first outing, hard to know since we only have one game under our belt, but the Redskins look better in the passing game, and the Cowboys look a lot better in the running game. So which is more important, and how does that shape out generally when one is better in passing and the other is better in running?
Well, you want to be better at running, but the Redskins don't have that option. And so they're a team right now that, until further notice, has got to pass first and then run to complement the pass. And they had that going on with the Pittsburgh game, where there were a lot of open guys in short pass routes that Pittsburgh basically left open so that the Redskins could get the short passes, but not the long ones. And Kirk Cousins was inaccurate, especially early on a lot of those passes, and they weren't patient enough to work the ball down the field 5-6 yards at a time by throwing it. You can do that, but you've got to be patient and you've got to commit to it. So I think the Redskins are okay with their passing game because the strength of the team is the wide receivers and the tight end, not the running backs, not the offensive line run blocking. So I would expect to see a lot of Kirk Cousins throwing early and often and complement that with the running game that they hope will work out. And I'm guessing that the best running back for the Redskins against the Cowboys will be rookie undrafted free agent Rob Kelly, not Matt Jones.
Wow. Do you think he won't get the start, though?
No, he won't get the start, but Matt Jones runs too upright. I think Dallas' defense is not very good, but I think the style that Robert Kelly will bring to it will give him a chance to be more successful. And the Redskins need to find a running back that can be that bell cow guy that will get him 4 yards like Alfred Morris did.
Yeah.
So far, Matt Jones has not proven he can be that guy.
Well, and how did crybaby Eli Manning do with his passing game against the Cowboys last week? Because he doesn't have – I mean, listen, I think it's arguable that he's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, considering he has two Super Bowl rings, but he certainly doesn't have the wide receivers Kirk Cousins has to work with, nor the tight end.
Yeah, Larry, what did you call Eli Manning?
Crybaby Eli Manning.
I'm sorry, my phone broke up.
That would be crybaby Eli Manning.
All right, gotcha. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, I just don't want to say it because it can't come out of my mouth. It can come out of yours, though. You can get in trouble. He actually didn't do very well. The Dallas defense did a very good job limiting him. I would hope that the Redskins would do better, but you don't know because on paper, the Cowboys defense isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have one data point to judge on, and that's that Giants game. And Eli, a multiple Super Bowl-winning quarterback, Pro Bowl quarterback, is a guy that they were able to limit. So we'll find out how good they are against Cousins.
Just how difficult is it to go from a Monday night game to a Sunday game, that shortened work week? How hard is that on the team?
This early in the season is not hard at all because your body's not beat down. Now, you get into November and December, it's miserable because you need that extra 24 hours to heal. As an NFL player, you are in pain at all times. I mean, you're in pain waking up in the morning at home and eating scrambled eggs for breakfast. It hurts.
Yeah.
But this early in the season, it's not that big of a deal. to lose that extra day of rest.
Well, that's actually sort of a foreboding admonition you gave us, Trevor Maddich, because the next time the Cowboys and Redskins will meet, it'll be on Thanksgiving Day, meaning that's in November, and the Redskins will only have a handful of days rest between their Sunday game and that Thursday game. So they better get the W.
The Redskins need to pile up some wins early now. It hurt to lose that Pittsburgh game, but they can't afford to lose this one now because, boy, surrounding that Cowboys game are a whole bunch of playoff teams that the Redskins will have a lot of trouble with.
All right, Trevor Maddich, leave it there. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, guys.
It's 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a lot of commuters sitting in delays trying to get out of Dale City into Newington. However, for those of you that are, there's better news. They just released, looks like, all lanes northbound 95 in Newington. This crash has been with us for about an hour. They may have that left lane a bit crowded, but again, trying to release all the lanes northbound 95 in Newington as they clear this three-car crash. So a little bit better news. I know it's a tough ride. Again, as you try to get across the Occoquan. That's really our most difficult spot of our morning commute, the start of it. Around the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland, quiet. Maryland topside, just a little bit of volume on 270. Of course, as you come out of Frederick, you'll see some of that volume increasing as well through Urbana down to Hyattstown. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Clear to partly cloudy, a high of around 80. Tonight, down to 64 degrees. Man, that's nice. Saturday looks like a nice day, 84. Partly cloudy, but mostly sunny. Partly cloudy early, sunny later. Let's put it that way. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s. And that's where it'll be all the way through Monday and Tuesday in the upper 80s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
And they called it puppy love.
Now, there's nothing like watching a sprouting romance. Is there, you know, two young kids in love, they just can't stop gushing over each other. It's just it's a wonderful thing. It warms the heart, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
And of course, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and the mainstream media political reporters who cover her, because Hillary's back. And she did a little press gaggle on her plane yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just so sweet how much these two kids are in love. Listen to Hillary Clinton and Andrea Mitchell, you know,
of NBC News.
You ask anybody in this town, and there is no political reporter in Washington, D.C. who is more respected as a journalist than Andrea Mitchell at NBC News.
You didn't ask me, but go ahead.
Here they are with this tough grilling about the woman who wants to be president of the United States.
Rare Andrea opportunity
Mitchell,
to ask a question.
Doing her job.
That's
there,
right.
Making sure that she is looking out for the public interest. If you had an opportunity to ask Hillary Clinton a question, wouldn't this be what you asked her about? Can you make this out? This is the two of them talking about how much they love The Good Wife, the television show The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea wanted to know if she watched it while she was homesick. Isn't that sweet?
So that's something to look forward to.
Is that odd to watch that?
No, I actually get a big kick out of it.
I watched it with, play you.
Yeah, I watched it with, you know, a little bit of skepticism at first.
Yeah.
So into it.
Everyone taking pictures of this important moment. You hear the shutters going.
Yeah, so here it is.
God, you two, get a room.
You have Hillary Clinton, a woman who is very much in the news, a woman who doesn't present herself to question and answers on a regular basis, and you have this opportunity where the cameras are there and the cameras are rolling, and she walks back to have a moment with the press, and you want to take full advantage of that situation, and you're talking about what you watched on TV the night before? Insane. And I mean, I'm telling telling you, I said it before earlier. Those two, they seem to have a little something. I mean, it's a big mutual admiration thing between Hillary Clinton and Andrea Mitchell. And it's not what you want in a correspondent. Mm. You don't want her to be chummy talking about what you watched on TV. You want them talking about the issues of the day. She's there not to have a coffee clatch. She's there to ask questions on behalf of the American people.
More from the Stronger Together Express.
Hey, guys.
Great. Thank you so much. I think Jen and Nick have suggested we do an actual avail on the next leg, if that's okay. So we'll get to North Carolina, we'll do the speech, and then we'll get back on, and you know, then we can answer questions and go from there.
Well, they want to do it.
You remember this love affair between Andrea Mitchell and Hillary Clinton sort of exposed itself last week during another rare opportunity to answer a question to one or two selected reporters.
I love you, Andrea. You are indefatigable. You're my kind of a woman, I'll tell you what. Look at this. Okay. I know. Go ahead. I mean, the sympathy vote, the whole thing.
Now,
I love it.
You would think that a news network or any kind of media entity would not want a candidate running for office to praise one of their reporters as, you're my kind of woman, I love you, because it makes it look like your reporter's in the tank.
Yeah.
But no. MSNBC, listen to this. They're actually running a promo about this.
Madam Secretary, you were quoting Matt Olson in Israeli television.
I love you, Andrea. You are indefatigable. You're my kind of a woman, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to go up via heart.
I know. Go ahead. I mean, I love it.
That's a promo for MSN. They're proud of the fact that she's Hillary's my kind of woman.
Yeah. I have so many Andrea Mitchell stories, I probably should not share them
really?
Here.
Well, what's the point? Oh, you can't do that. You've been working in this town for 30 years.
Let me just say to you, anybody who has worked alongside Andrea Mitchell has an Andrea Mitchell story or two. And you know, the laughing, cutting up Andrea Mitchell is not the Andrea Mitchell that I have encountered from time to time in the course of my career.
Maybe that's what makes her Hillary Clinton's kind of woman.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, the important thing is these two are back together again, and we here on Mornings on the Mall can't wish them more happiness in the future. We're so glad that they have found each other, and it's going to be a beautiful relationship going forward, Andrea and Hillary.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
The kids are back in school, but oh man, what they left behind. Dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep down professional clean. Hey, it's Brian Wilson with a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free. By calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
It is now 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. You've been in the hot seat this morning, but travel lanes have been reopened in Newington from the earlier crash. Northbound 95, but delays out of Dale City. So as you pass Potomac Mills, across the Occoquan, off and onto the Fairfax County Parkway in Newington, again, very slow traffic. On Route 1, picking up a little bit of the bailout traffic in through to Woodbridge by find some of that volume too into Fort Belvoir, and then you can wave to Brian Wilson there. Taking a ride on 395, nothing. Looks good.
That was yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, they let him out of the brig.
Is it January from 2000? Are we in the blizzard?
No.
Anyway, here we go. Where am I? Who am I? 66. Let's go east through Manassas, Centerville. Heavy, again, as you head through Falls Church. And be careful if you're coming out of the Roslyn Tunnel. I'm looking at a broken down car on the right shoulder right as you come out of the tunnel, eastbound on 66. So we don't want that to be an accident. Traffic update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue serving 7 classic sandwiches. Starting under $6.50, your favorite meat smoke. Smoked low and slow and toasted brioche bun, Dickie's classic sandwiches from Real Wood Burning Pit, just like they've been doing at Dickie's since 1941. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be running clouds, sunshine through the area this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures with an east breeze remain where we should be this time of year. Near 80, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees at 6:30 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Okay, so Donald Trump makes an appearance on The Tonight Show, and there is a moment that has just almost broken the internet.
Yep.
Involving Donald Trump and Jimmy Fallon, in which...
And that thing on his head.
And Jimmy Fallon says, hey, can I tousle your hair? Can I mess up your hair? Here is the moment, and listen to the reaction.
Can I mess your hair up? The answer is yes, but the people in New Hampshire where I'm going to be in about an hour from now, I hope they're going to understand.
Okay? You say yes?
No, I have. With my hairspray.
And he's like rubbing his hand all over his hair, messing up his hair in a very aggressive way.
Can't touch it.
Yeah.
Can't touch it.
Apparently you can. If you're on The Tonight Show.
I would have said no, because I don't like people touching my hair.
Well, and you don't have the very specific issues that Donald Trump has with his hair.
No, I have Anchorman hair.
You do?
And it's darn near perfect.
Yeah, why don't you like people touching it?
I don't like it.
Why?
Don't touch my hair.
Don't mess up my hair.
And don't touch
it's
my
a
ball.
Samson thing.
By the way, don't touch my ball cap either when I'm wearing it.
That's
I don't like
Samson
that.
That's a Samson thing. Why would anyone want to touch your hair?
I don't know, but they do.
Right.
And don't do it.
Well, I think Donald Trump took it like a man. I think it was a great moment. It's very funny. And this is the kind of, does this compare to Hillary Clinton robotically opening a pickle jar?
It's a light moment.
This is how people pick their president.
I don't think it hurts him. I think it was sort of fun, and it showed he was a good sport.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of it today everywhere you look. 6:28.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Why are there such a shortage of teachers in America today? It's beginning to be a problem. Also, have you looked at the polls lately? What is going on? There seems to be a trend in the direction of Donald Trump. We're going to tell you about some of these amazing numbers when we come back from the news at 6:30. It's all straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump says his economic vision of lower taxes, a dramatic expansion in some federal programs, and a slimmer government running a smaller deficit would lead to a booming economic growth of as much as 4% a year. Yet this morning, the Trump story is his apparent backpedaling on the birther question.
What we're now hearing from the Trump campaign is nothing new, really. Just last week, Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, asserted that Trump believes President Obama was born in America. But despite being questioned about it numerous times, the candidate has yet to go on the record about that.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Hillary Clinton was out campaigning again yesterday for the first time since last weekend, speaking at the annual Congressional Hispanic Institute Conference here in Washington.
When you hear a presidential candidate spewing bigotry and hate, it's easy to get discouraged. But we're here because we know this election is a choice between not just two people, but two very different visions for America's future.
A new poll in Virginia, meanwhile, finds that Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump has shrunk to just 3 points. That is within that poll's margin of error. White is the new orange on the D.C. Council. D.C. Democratic Party leaders, as expected, last night named Robert White to fill out the remainder of former Councilmember Vincent Orange's term. Fairfax County owes the EPA $64,000 as a penalty for improper underground storage of gasoline, diesel fuel, and motor oil. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,212, the Nasdaq at 52,50. Sports, the Nationals have the night off. They take on the Braves tonight. The O's fall two games back at Boston with a loss to the Rays. NFL, the Jets beat Buffalo. WNBA, the Mystics lose and will miss the playoffs. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment using the same quality process as the full-price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
Federal employees, you know, need to know how to take advantage of the benefits they have, and they need to understand what their choices are as they're going into retirement, because in an ever-changing political climate, the federal employee has to be prepared to handle their own personal situation.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, you're first because that's where we have big delays out of Dale City and absolutely jammed. Heading up into Newington, but the earlier crash that caused the delays, gone. Definitely seeing some of that bailout traffic on Route 1 heading through Woodbridge and over the Occoquan. That's an option for you. On 66, that's going to be a bit sluggish in Manassas and just that volume as you head up toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Capitol Beltway. Now, as far as the Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's goes, great. Maryland, the slowest stretches right now. Topside through Silver Spring. And then just as you pass 210 to the Wilson Bridge. And D.C. 295 inside the Beltway past 410 heavy. And then as you get down to New York Avenue, see some of that volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather does continue for the next couple of days into the upcoming weekend. But another warm-up is coming as we may get close to 90 again by Sunday. Clouds mixed with sun today, 80 east breeze. Tonight, mainly clear, comfortable 64. Sunshine, some clouds tomorrow, 84. Even warmer on Sunday, partial clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Warrenton, 63 in Damascus, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 636 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 735 this morning. There's a movie out today about Edward Snowden. A lot of people are wondering, well, should he be pardoned? We'll talk to Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, at 735. Then at 8:05, we'll talk to Rick Klein from ABC News about politics of the moment. And there are some very interesting trends in the polls right now. We'll hit that at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We don't need no education.
There are multiple reports that suggest there is a very serious teacher shortage in America, and it's reached critical mass. And I want to hear, we are very lucky, Brian, that many teachers, listen, at this moment, as they're heading into work and do a very important job educating our children, and we would like to hear from you, teachers. If you think this is true, if you're seeing this in your workplace, that there is a teacher shortage, that people are deciding that they don't want this life anymore and they don't want to be teachers, and also the other part of the problem is that teaching schools, teaching universities that give accreditation and also give degrees in education, they have seen their enrollment plunge.
Wow.
Young people do not want to choose teaching as a profession, and I want to hear from you. Why? Why is this happening? Why are people choosing not to be teachers anymore, giving up their careers, or not even choosing it as a career in the first place? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And if you're a parent and you observe this as well, I'd love to hear your take, too. But definitely want to hear from teachers, if we could. 888-630-WMAL. This comes out of U.S. News and World Report. And let me just read a passage of it here, as they have done a good job laying it out. Lauren Camera is the education reporter covering it. The problem is multi-pronged. At a time when public school enrollment is on the upswing. Large numbers of teachers are headed for retirement or leaving the profession because of dissatisfaction with working conditions and a profession seen as less desirable than it once was. Meanwhile, enrollment in teacher preparation programs is dropping dramatically, falling 35% nationwide in the last 5 years. That's enormous. 35% in the last 5 years. The shortages are particularly severe in special education, math, science, and bilingual or English learner education, as well as in locations with lower wages and poor working conditions. So, what's the deal? Why are we experiencing this teacher shortage? 888-630-WML. I think that a part of it has to do with the fact that teachers aren't respected in the classroom anymore by the kids. That's a big part of it. And I also think that suddenly teachers' pay and teachers' promotions and teachers' bonuses and rewards are very much linked to the test results. Mm-hmm. A lot of schools are doing that right now, and I think they have a very unsupportive administration, and they're not able to teach in the way that they think would best educate those kids and get the best results from them, and because of that, they're in a no-win situation.
I absolutely agree with everything you said. I mean, it really comes down to me, I think, that to the fact that it's hard work, by the way. Teaching is not easy. I actually served as an adjunct professor for a short while, and it was one of the hardest jobs I ever had. You know, it really was. Preparing, trying to make sure that you had a good class plan, that you were staying on track and getting the information across, and then spending so much time actually, you know, after work grading papers, etc. It was a lot of work, and the money was abysmal. It was really, I mean, I was just an adjunct, but it was really abysmal. And I think that in the classroom today, especially in our public schools, that they're not being paid perhaps what they are worth. And I do think that the work is joyless. And I bring to your point that we're now teaching to the test. We're now teaching, you've got to know this, you've got to know that, you've got to know these 10, 15, 20 things that are going to be on the test, right? That's all you teach. Well, that's not education. And I think it's important that they know certain things and that they learn certain things. Then we do testing to make sure that they're retaining the information. But it's such a rigorous, mindless adherence to teaching the test that I think it's not a joyful profession anymore. And I think that's part of it.
Why is there a teacher shortage? Want to hear from teachers and parents if possible. 888-630-WMAL. Joe in Upper Marlboro. That's line 3, Mike. Joe, you are first up here on WMAL.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, my wife is a teacher, and basically she loves teaching, but they sometimes put kids in the class that don't belong, and this is a big factor when you're trying to teach, you know, 30 kids. When you put a kid in the class, you know, that should be in another program, I don't want to go into specifics because it's kind of rude, but they should be in another program. And it disrupts the whole class when the kids act out. And literally, my wife came home the other day, and she was just so stressed out from this one child. And obviously, he should be in there, but I don't know.
They don't get support from the administrators in these cases.
Because they're freaked out about being sued or what have you, right?
I think they're so afraid. They're so afraid of, like, lawsuits or whatever when you say, you know, your child might be needs to go somewhere else. Because he's disrupting. I mean, it happens every year.
It's sad. Joe, how long has your wife been a teacher?
She's been a teacher for a good while, over 15 years.
Wow. Is she going to stick with it?
Yeah. I mean, she loves it. She loves her, and she, you know, she deals with all sorts of kids and all sorts of walks of life with the kids and the parents as well, and different. Everyone's from a different financial background. She's really, I mean, she really loves it, but they're putting, my point is that they're putting kids in the classes that shouldn't be in the classes that are disrupt, like one child can disrupt the whole class.
You're absolutely right.
I hear you, Joe, and I hear about it. I hear about it from my kids all the time. Joe, thank you, and thank your wife on our behalf, please. Lots of you want to chime in on this. Fantastic. We'll take your calls. Why is there a teacher shortage in America? 888-630-WMAO.
It is now 6:43.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've been thinking about wanting new windows for your home, now is the time to buy. Tom's Creek Windows, the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window, custom made for your home, our unique climate. And the best part is no middlemen. Well, the Thompson Creek Company is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one window absolutely free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and, incidentally, your utility bills year-round, because people find when they install Tom's Creek Windows, their utility bills, they go down. Plus, increase the value and comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer. So pick up your phone right now and dial this number. You know it. I've said it before. Say it with me. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. To get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season, buying three windows, get one free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. It's home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 6:45. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 south through Urbana into Hyattstown. The volume again into Germantown. And the top side as we work out of College Park. That slowdown takes you to the normal delays right near George Avenue until it breaks free. We're good in Bethesda. Now to the Wilson Bridge, starting to see those delays back near St. Barnabas Road. 210 pushing up to the Beltway, just some of the volume. And now on Route 301 as you're trying to get through Brandywine. Heavy. It looks like we may have an incident just north of the 301 split, at the 301-5 split. On 95 Virginia, huge backups continue, but the crash in Newington, gone. So northbound 95, get ready, be patient. It's jammed from Dale City to Newington with Route 1 picking up some of that bailout traffic. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad a shape, but a warm-up coming as we'll see temperatures once again approach 90 degrees by the tail end of the weekend. Near 80 today, that's where we should be. An easterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Good Friday night out, mainly clear. Overnight, 64. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 pleasant degrees. It's now 6:46.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Serious need for teachers in America right now. There's a shortage and it's getting worse. The teacher supply and demand landscape is a sea change from the years surrounding the Great Recession, says this article in U.S. News, when school districts were forced to hand out thousands of pink slips amid budget cuts, resulting in a surplus of teachers. However, as the report outlines, teacher demand has rapidly increased as the economy has improved, especially as more schools adopt lower teacher-to-pupil ratio policies. I would also argue that we've had an influx of kids. They never talk about these in these stories.
They never talk about these.
Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of kids over the last 8 years who have crossed the border, and we have accepted them without any question, and they are put into school districts, and they've got to be accommodated too.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that a lot anecdotally from kids, all the time, that these kids just show up, and all of a sudden, they don't speak great English, and they've got to be taught.
Lisa in Fairfax, you're a teacher. We appreciate you calling in. What do you think about this report? Is it ring home, and why do you think it is?
Absolutely. This is a second career for me, and I've been doing it for about 7 years, and most recently, at the beginning of this school year, they're asking us to do anaphylaxis training and dyslexia training and epilepsy training and concussion training. And it's like, wow, it's the expectation, as far as what we should know. And then beyond that, it's exactly what the last caller said as well. I have 30 kids in most of my classes.
Yeah.
High school, I have 30 kids in most of my classes. And it is so hard to teach when there's so many different levels.
Lisa, thank you. I want to get to as many of these teachers as possible because I'm so excited that you're calling in right now. Sue in Fairfax, you're next up on WMAL. Hey,
good morning, Sue.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm also a teacher, and it was a second career. I was in corporate America for 20 years, and now I teach really to give back. But I'll tell you, I think one of the biggest things today in schools is student behavior. It is not politically correct for principals to suspend students. It makes the schools look bad, and they do everything they can not to do that. As a parent, when I started teaching in Fairfax County, I was shocked at the behavior of students in the schools. And it makes it very difficult to teach. And
who would want to take that on? Who would want to take that on, and who would want to keep doing it?
That's exactly right. And the other thing is, you know, the reputation of teachers is the one that always takes the hits. And I don't hear anything about principals. Mm-hmm. And I was a leader in corporate America. And I'm going to tell you, the school leadership practices are so archaic. It's kind of funny. And there's, I mean, principals are evaluated almost solely on the basis of the school's SOL scores.
Yep, and not by all the other important issues and factors that go into a child's school day and a teacher's school day. Sue, thank you so much for sharing that. Melanie, Mary, Sandy, I wish we had time for you. It's an important issue, and I think we're going to continue following
we'll stay
this.
On it.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in at the news desk at CNBC. Check in with Susan Lee. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Stocks might actually end the week in positive territory, although the markets are looking at a lower open so far today. Bank stocks will fall after the U.S. government said it wants Germany's Deutsche Bank to pay up $14 billion to settle mortgage security investigations. The bank and investors are hoping for a much smaller fine. There are lines outside Apple stores everywhere as the new iPhones officially go on sale. sale, but lines are smaller than in the past because the new iPhone 7 Plus has already sold out. Customers can still order them online. And we'll keep an eye on Twitter stock today with Twitter streaming last night's NFL game live for the very first time. Initial reports say that the broadcast was well received despite some buffering issues. And the Pokemon Go Plus device goes on sale in much of the world today. The wrist-mounted product lets Pokemon Go players engage with the game without actually having the app open. But to capture the creatures, players will need to open the app. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95, get ready and be patient here. We have big delays still. Dale City into Newington from an earlier crash. 395 now that commuters can get up there. Seeing that delay from the Beltway to get you in through the landmark area. Route 1 into Woodbridge, that's picked up some of the bailout traffic. Volume delays continue to grow. Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia Beltway still in good shape. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's take a look at this forecast so you know what your weekend's going to be all about. Today, sun and clouds mix, or as we like to say, clear to partly cloudy. Temperature of around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a very pleasant 64 degrees. Saturday, 84. On Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it looks like temperature's going to be all about the same, around the upper 80s, and we do have a chance of thunderstorms on Monday. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great to talk to you.
Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Friday is premiere night for new Hollywood movies. Not sure about your family, but my wife and I are pretty excited about catching that new Jason Bourne movie. One movie we won't be seeing premiere night, Snowden. From early accounts, it looks like director Oliver Stone decided to make up history again to sell movies. Before the show begins, Edward Snowden and Oliver Stone will appear live to spout their nonsense to moviegoers. Shortly after he fled to Russia with stolen classified information, there was a question about whether he was a hero or a traitor. Today, there can be no doubt about who he is. He is a fugitive from the law who is now with the Russian intelligence service and a propaganda bonanza for Vladimir Putin. Now AMC theaters are giving a platform to someone who put soldiers fighting in Afghanistan at greater risk and handed terrorists a blueprint to avoid detection. Maybe AMC should just let Putin speak. Might as well cut out the middleman. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Hillary Clinton wants to be president, and yesterday in a speech, she promised not to prosecute federal crimes because of the children. Wow.
Also, we'll hear from Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, as we wait for the release of this movie, Snowden. What does he think about it? Well, I think you got a hint a moment ago.